KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Friday means another Heritage Update, Heritage Foundation Update with Genevieve Wood. Genevieve, thanks again for joining us.
Good to be with you, Steve.
It's been a busy news week, and part of that includes the expiration of Title 42. And many of our listeners may have briefly heard about it. And for those unfamiliar, if you could kind of just go back to the history and where it's come to now. And with our proximity to El Paso and the border to Mexico, what that might mean for Albuquerque and New Mexico residents.
Well, just in short order, what it means is that we're taking what was a really strong tool of being able to turn people away that were crossing the border illegally and immediately putting them back in Mexico or sending them to country of their origin. Title 42 is being taken away. It was put in by President Trump during COVID as a public health measure and allowed people again to quickly be expelled back to their country without going through tons of paperwork. That expired on midnight Thursday. And so now that's a tool that the border agents and patrol officers no longer have. And what that means is why you've seen pictures of folks right outside of El Paso, right outside of other border points, running to basically rush the border is because they know now there's something called Title 8, but Title 8 is something which means border patrol officers that come in contact with illegal immigrants are going to have to sit them down, go through a lot of paperwork. And what that means is many people are going to be able to get through the system. I mean, we know that over 1.5 million, what we call gotaways, are people who crossed over and never even encountered a border agent and just made their way into the country. And because the agents are so overwhelmed with the numbers, and now there's going to be even a larger surge because these folks know that, you're likely to see a lot more people just flooding in that bypass Border Patrol altogether. And, you know, what that means for people in New Mexico is you're going to likely see more illegal immigrants coming across your streets. Many of them will be coming into whether it's state agencies or local charities there and being given, you know, whether it's bus tickets or plane tickets to other part of the country. So it's, you know, that's just what you're going to see on the ground. But I think, Steve, what's important for people to know is that it's a sign that we're in not in control of our nation's borders. We don't know who's coming across. We do know that all the fentanyl that's coming into this country is primarily coming across that southern border. So that means even more of that is likely coming. And people have to know, you know, for people 18 to 45, that is the number one killer of Americans,
yeah.
Fentanyl. And so we're likely to see more of it coming in without, you know, we just, the border's overwhelmed. And unfortunately, we have an administration who was willing to let Title 42 expire. It didn't have to. You know, we haven't seen a will to really stop what's happening there.
Yeah, and I would encourage our listeners a few things. Head on a swivel. Be aware of your surroundings as we see, you know, the population in New Mexico and probably increase here in the coming weeks. Prayer for, you know, those. I think of those ranchers and people on the border.
Yes.
That I've seen the video of the damage done to their property, the garbage left on their property.
Well, and just again, keeping in mind, look, I'm not trying to, and I don't think anyone wants to malign those who want to come here for a better life.
Right.
They should do it the legal way.
Right.
But some of the people coming here are not just people who want a better life for their family. A lot of, you know, if you look at some of the most recent photos on the border, it's a lot of single young men. It's not families.
Well,
and oftentimes it's portrayed that way.
And some of them are Chinese. Some of them are from the Middle East. Some of them
are. We've seen Haitians pulling up there. Yeah, it's all across the world. They've like, if we go to Mexico, if we can just get in there, we can make our way in.
And some of them have very nefarious things in mind. And some of them, quite frankly, are on no-fly lists.
That's right. And many of them, because they will now be able to flood through and everybody that they are able to stop, they're going to have to send through this kind of bureaucratic Title 8 process. You're going to have a lot of people who just get through. I mean, we just don't have enough agents for every single person that's trying to come across. And, you know, look, there's a lot of nefarious players. The Chinese, Communist Chinese Party, they are infiltrating into South America and encouraging this kind of thing because they know that weakens America.
Well,
and that's exactly what the Chinese Communist Party wants to do.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, as far as prayer to listener, please be praying for these women and children that are victims of human trafficking that are part of this. Well, it's good information, Genevieve, and I appreciate you taking the time to really kind of walk some of us through Title 42 and its expiration and Title 8 is nothing new. It was there prior to Title 42, is my understanding.
That's right.
So there is stuff in place to make sure justice is done, but the Border Patrol agents and others are going to be overwhelmed. Keep them in your prayers as well. And Genevieve, as always, thank you so much. Go to heritage.org to find out more about the Heritage Foundation. And dailysignal.com is actually where I saw a story on this just this morning. Basically the news output, right, for Heritage Foundation?
It is, and we actually have two or three reporters on the border right now getting footage and talking to people, so you can see a lot of their videos there. And it's just good to see firsthand, you know, what's happening. You're not just relying on what you see in news reports far away. So you can see some interesting footage there.
All right. Well, Genevieve, have a great weekend. Let's do this again Friday.
Sounds great. Thank you, Steve.
All right.